In 1993, 1994, when the results program that was passed by under President Clinton, that was the foundation to make sure that we start looking at performance measures, to make sure that we start looking at measuring the work that government does. It took a lot of steps, but in the last 17 years, I think we've seen that there's a lot of lessons have been learned, and this is why we made some very, very sweeping changes, and certainly it was efforts of the on the House side, the Blue Dogs Coalition, and of course on the Senate side, you know, you had Senator Warner, Senator Carper, Senator Kaka, Senator Joe Lieberman. You know, we had bipartisan support, as you know, also Valenovich, Collins, Colburn also got involved also. And of course, you know, on a House side, we had McCall, Michael McCall, Platts also, Todd Platts, and, you know, we had other Republicans that came out and supported it. So it was a bipartisan effort, and I feel very, very, very good about this, because it really, I'm one of those that I just feel very strongly about, budget reform, and I think this will take us a long way to make sure that we address, you know, the results-oriented government that the taxpayers deserve.
And part of what this does is add some transparency to the process of establishing, essentially, you get what you measure, some transparency into what agencies actually measure.
And that's true. And actually, I did my dissertation on a comparative studies of performance-based budgeting in 50 states.
Really? I would pay money to read that.
Well, you're welcome to get at it. And so what we saw at that time, what I saw at that time was that states were being very innovative in performance-based budgeting. But the federal government has just been a little resistant. And then, of course, under Clinton, President Clinton, Al Gore, it started changing. But the bottom line is what we need to know is if the federal government spends $1,000, what are we getting for that $1,000? How do you know if you're rewarding success, or how do you know if you're rewarding failure? And this is why this new transparency, and this is why it's so important that we make those changes that we're looking at right now.
One of the people who did not support this bill is the new is going to be the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Representative Darrell Issa. He says essentially that it allows agencies to set their own goals, and he feels it allows them essentially to game the system a little bit. Any concerns?
No, no, no. And I respect Darrell. You know, we worked on this together. He added a provision. It went over to the Senate side with its provision. The Senate took out its provision where it would have to, agencies would have had to evaluate their performance twice a year. It added about another $75 million in cost. So the Senate took out that provision. I know that provision was something that the, you know, my friend Darrell wanted to add in, but they took it out because of the cost. So it went from $150 million because of that provision down to $75 million. So I know that that was his main concern. But, you know, the other issues, I respectfully disagree with them because the OMB will be involved. The Congress will be involved now. And there's also provision where, and this is for the first time, just imagine this, that the general public can also give input in those goal settings and what the agencies should be doing. And I think this is important to get the public involved in what the federal government. You know, we're not going to be working the way it used to be where, you know, we were in Washington, the federal government, the executive branch did what they wanted to do. Now all of this will be opened up to the general public, and the Congress will have to be involved now, because in the past, as you know, there were reports that were done, but nobody ever saw those reports. You literally had to go find those reports somewhere, and that's no way, you know, and that's not the way that the Congress should provide legislative oversight, by trying to find, hide and seek and trying to find those reports.
My sense in reading through the final bill as it was passed last night was that this almost creates a performance dashboard for most agencies.
Well, you know, what it does, as you mentioned, is it does set those performance. Senator Corbyn added something, and this has always been the debate among the states have been doing performance-based budgeting. Are you going to add some teeth or some enforcement if they don't meet those measurements? That's key. Under that amendment that the Senate added, it's basically they have to meet the goals. If they don't meet the goals, then the CDO has to come back, has to come back with a plan for the improvements on how they're going to meet those measures. Then if they still don't meet those measures, then what happens is that that agency or that program can be subject to budget reduction or elimination. So in many ways, it has some of the provisions of a sunset, except instead of being every 10 years, it's going to be done on the performance. And this is why, what Senator Carper and Senator Warner and the other senators, when they added this particular provision, this provision was probably, for anybody that's looked at performance-based budgeting, you got to add some teeth, some enforcement. And what the Senate did here was a good step at addressing that particular issue.
One last question, and then I'll let you go. You've been very kind with your time. What is going to be the biggest change for agencies, for feds, as they do these? I mean, is it that threat that these programs don't continue on? Is it the transparency? What's going to be the biggest change? What do you hope how do you hope that they use this bill to improve performance?
Well, first of all, Senator Warner and I spoke yesterday. I'm supposed to be speaking to Senator Carper in a few minutes, but one of the things that Senator Warner and I talked about was this. We need to look at the implementation, because if the agencies follow the implementation as we envision under this legislation, then there's going to be a lot of more transparency. Information on this will be put online where the public can look at it and see what they're doing. This information will be given to Congress directly, so there's greater legislative oversight. But I think at the end of the day, if they don't meet those performance measures and those goals, then they can be subject to budget reduction or elimination. And I think that type of stringent enforcement provisions will certainly get the attention of the executive agencies as they do the work. I mean, we're emphasizing this for one reason, and that's for the taxpayers.
And are you part of the challenge of getting performance is that, you just passed another continuing resolution that essentially half the year for federal agencies, they don't know really what direction the Congress is going to go in terms of money, makes managing these programs a lot more difficult. Is that part of the challenge here?
Well, certainly anytime you pass a CR, and I prefer not to pass a CR, rather have an appropriation bill. But nevertheless, if there is a CR, then, of course, that's a variance that the agencies can say, look, this particular year we were not able to meet the goals because we had a variance. Variance could be the CR. I think legislative oversight will take those factors in consideration. But when they get the funding and then year after year they keep not meeting their goals and not performing, then it's time for us to take drastic steps on addressing some of those agencies that are not fulfilling their mission, their goals, their performance measures, and they should be either reauthorized in a different way or they should be eliminated.